Life is weird. Let's kill a god, shall we?
I don't think this is a god.
I said that in character. Theron's just like, pulls out her sword and goes, let's kill a god. Charbs, no, she doesn't.
I was going to say, and Arden slaps her across the face.
Party?
Yes.
You have a few moments with Okuma as it stands. And they've asked, do you have any further questions?
Can you do up a scroll of disjoin for me real quick?
Actually, what was the very last thing we did? I have been knocked off balance.
Ocumenus said to Arden that, yes, you are right. The phylactery is the dragon's tear.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why a scroll of disjoin would do it, because the dragon's tear is actually a piece of technology. So the actual function of it would be unharmed, but the necromancy unit would be separated from the phylactery, releasing the soul.
Everyone's just looking at Arden as he goes like, yes, it'll all work out.
How much, what do you call him?
What?
Ocumenus?
Ocumenus? Is that what we're calling
Ocumenus?
Him?
Ocumenus.
Like,
yeah.
Calculus.
Is that actually what you're calling him, Ocumenus?
That was out of character.
Okay.
Who's Ocumenus? Who's God?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. He looks good in a white suit.
If you have no further questions.
Okuma, the spears of control that are being searched for. Exactly how much control do we have over the spot of the teeth if we were to use them?
What would you use them for?
I was curious if it's possible to forge more dragon's tears.
Were you to control the locust, that would be possible.
Well, actually, that's a good point, Pada. This spire has been inactive for a very long time. Presumably, if this place were to not begin to function again, we would actually not endanger ourselves.
The status quo would be kept as is.
Assuming that this entity doesn't decide to shut down other spires.
We could potentially come back with a different dragon's tear.
Well, the mural in Tempest showed us that the Phoenix is capable of compressing the souls into some sort of gemstone that looked like a dragon's tear. It's why I assume that this one could be repaired, is because the Phoenix presumably does that.
You're right.
So what are we doing here, guys? Are we trying to destroy this tear or get another tear in this to make it do something different? Like, what do I barely understand what's going on, so like, what do I do?
Well, I think it's probably best to talk to them. If they're willing to listen, then we will see if we can come to an understanding. If not, well, the way a lich works is you destroy a lich, and the lich will eventually reform at its phylactery because its soul won't be able to move on because it's trapped in stone. And it will appear at that vessel some days afterwards, but we can at least, if it does come to blows, we can at least resolve the conflict before we have to make that decision, as unpleasant as it is.
Okay, so we're not going to just take the tear and smash it on the floor right now.
Is there a religion or arcana for a lich?
Religion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They can also be clerics and bards.
I'm asking for the knowledge skill.
Yeah, that'd be a religion.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. I think that's a 28 on religion. A 28 on religion. Does breaking the phylactery immediately destroy the lich?
No.
No. It just prevents resurrection.
Correct.
Okay. So, if it does come to blows, we need to handle Munis first.
Okay.
That is priority. Tell me, Erasmus, are you attached to Munis currently?
Of course. We share the same space.
Oh. Okay. Have you ever thought about trying to emerge?
I can't. We're bound.
Well, why does his soul take precedent?
They likely made that a reality of the spells that wove us together.
If you could be freed, would you want freedom?
Of course.
Would you want your body back, or are you ready to move on?
I could find it. We're as free as we can be.
Okay. That's good to know. Can you influence Munis' actions?
I'm speaking to them now.
Physically?
That is a different matter. I wouldn't be able to hold them back if that is the question.
But could you distract him mentally?
They're as determined as you, and their pain is deep.
Okay. Well then, does he wish to do this here or elsewhere?
The intent I'm sensing is coming from the chamber with the tear.
Well,
then, seems they're materializing now.
Then I suggest we probably go there.
Very well. They motion toward the sphere, and it inverts into this opaline purple and casts a glow over the chamber.
Is Saw still a puddle?
No.
Okay. Trying to remember.
Okay. Well,
I've got a silly question. So, like, if me, the player, wanted to... I've been caught unawares about, like, what is actually good against what when fighting things.
Okay.
Like, would Theron know how to fight a lich? Or, like, is that, like, a roll thing?
It would be a knowledge roll.
Well, it's because, like, since I can have the chance to, like, switch weapons at will...
Yeah.
Like, sort of just knowing that we're fighting a lich would be, like, what would be the best thing? Because, like, she doesn't want to be, like, fighting a fucking crystal monster with an epi again, you know?
So, are you asking for Theron to make a roll, or are you wanting to...
I want to know what to kill a lich with.
Okay, that'll be a knowledge religion check, and or ask your friends, potentially.
Well, I'll think about it and try to recall this, because I have stabbed many of things.
Uh-huh. Sam is going to look quizzically up at the entity, kind of tilt his head a little, and just ask, is the Munis with you the same as the Phoenix?
We're all connected.
That didn't answer the question.
But didn't it?
Okay. How do I access my administrator privileges? Do I give verbal commands or mental commands?
In your case, verbal commands will do.
Okay. And what is the scope of my authority?
Limited.
Vague question, vague answer. I deserve that. Okay. Can I reshape the room?
No.
May I change the destination of the orbs?
Yes.
Okay. Am I able to summon a defensive... constructs?
No.
Can I summon non-defensive constructs?
No.
Can I get a badge that says assistant administrator on it?
An illusion floats above your chest on the left side.
does it say Renshaw.a?
It's in a language that nobody understands.
Okay.
There's the sound of a party streamer.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I suppose that's all I need then.
Are there any consumables, for lack of a better term?
Yes. Are there any resources available here that may assist us?
We have this wonderful orb portal.
Thank you, robot. Very helpful.
A traveling grave robber told us about how they recently developed potions of wonder in a pool near here.
They have been tasked with distributing those to the inhabitants of Bismutum.
Oh, excellent. Just what I didn't want to hear.
Excuse?
gonna need a definition of...
Bismutum stands as a stabilizing force within the world. It must be cracked.
Yes, I see that now.
We just pass those out to all sorts of people to...
Yes, to sow chaos.
I still have both mine. Thank you very much.
Also, Theron rolled a 13 on knowledge.
Well, liches, maybe not so much, but liches look an awful lot like a skeleton, which means you might want to punch them with magic.
Specifically with magic.
Like magic fists.
I do not have magic painting, I'm sorry.
That's not claws, though. That's blunt.
But you do have an item that gives you magical natural weapons.
Write
that down.
What?
An oil, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah. One left.
Yeah.
Magic fang?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would actually significantly help you, and you could turn your hands into giant spiky maces or something.
Is this all happening inside my head? Okay, I'm getting all sorry.
Yes, I will say this is happening inside your head. What would Mr. Renshaw say if you were okay with that?
Listen to what I said.
Wait, please. I want to hear what Renshaw would sound like, but it's Theron's version of Renshaw.
Well, you see.
Well,
You see, if you were smart about it, you would turn your hands into maces, and you would be able to smash them while using the enchanted oil that's in your pack. But I'm just a big old nerd, and I don't care about you, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thank you so much, Arden. I really love you.
You smell bad.
Aww. But, by the way, that all happened in Theron's head, trying to figure out how to kill the lich. Thank you.
And apparently you have Arden confidence.
So there are no resources here. Are there any hidden passageways I should be aware of?
Have you ever walked on light?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We actually have, yes.
The first spire.
If you could maintain the necessary concentration, you can transmit yourself within the spire as an administrator.
Assistant.
It's
on your chest.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
It would unfortunately mean you'd be leaving non-administrators behind.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I do not wish to abandon anyone at this point in time.
Saz breathes a sigh of relief.
Sam rolls his eyes.
At this point in time.
I am being summoned. Best of luck to you.
Oh, and he's gone.
Okay. Well, it looks like we go to the pain chamber. I mean, final showdown. Final destination, that's what I'm looking for, that fucking Smash Brothers arena.
Are you still able to use your administrative privileges with the Spire?
That's what we were just discussing.
Yeah, now that Okuma is gone, are you still able to do that?
I should.
Can we get any information about the room we're going into?
I'm not able to summon an information device to do that. But if I can get my hands on one of those devices, I may be able to decipher it. But yes, once we get up there, I will probably change the spire or the orb to the exit. So if any of you need to leave, you know what you need to do.
Oh, the front door shut. Munis closed it.
Verbal commands. Please open the main entrance to the spire.
Authorization granted. Far away.
All right.
All right. One down, a million to go.
Lock the exterior entrance against closure without authorization from Arden Renshaw.
Editing command. Inclusion of higher level administrators inputted. Granted.
That works.
Bugaloo located outside. Defensive measures. There's a question left in the air.
No.
They Bugaloos are allies? Question mark.
Bugaloo permitted. Bugaloo entering spire.
Fuck. Okay.
Bugaloo licking orb.
Oh no.
terminate access to exterior teleportation orb.
Bugaloo in space.
Sam looks at Art like, what about the dryad?
What about the dryad?
Wasn't she looking after them or something?
In theory,
I don't think she was looking after them. I think she just wanted to touch them.
That's all Bada ever does, to take care of them.
Yeah.
You want me to go brush them? And
granting Bugaloo now.
Oh, no.
They pop out of the sphere you're standing next to.
Are they fazed by that experience at all?
They exit the space and vibrate rhythmically for about 4 seconds and then fall over. Bada. Sick.
Vomit up about 2 bushes worth of plants.
Bada.
I don't even know where the wagon is.
Wagon located exterior of spire.
We were attached to the wagon, right?
Yeah.
Not until the dryad went out there.
Hold on. All right.
Your presence is requested within the tears chamber.
Give us a minute.
Restroom facilities are not active.
Okay. Can you send a message to the administrator?
Your superior, indeed.
One moment, sir.
Sam's just like, so it understands references to the bathroom.
I guess?
I'm going to grab Marcus and Zizi and drag them back down there.
But doesn't understand how to answer vague questions.
I know. It's frustrating. It's really frustrating. Because the greater the power, the more cryptic and obnoxious you have to be. It's like the way of the cosmos.
Is Bada successful with getting the Bugaloos back to the entrance?
They will be successful.
Okay.
They have been unhitched from the wagon. The Dryad is currently sleeping in your wagon.
Okay, I'm going to hitch them back up to the wagon. Tell them to stay and then run back.
They fall asleep.
Then we wait there the entire time.
And Munis watches from the observatory.
He's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck indeed. Okay, now then. Theron, did you have anything you wanted to do, to prepare before we do this?
Everyone consult their inventory.
Well, Arden, do you have any suggestions for tactics, I guess?
I do. The best thing that I can suggest is a lich is a very magical, very unpleasant skeleton. The key thing is to not let him touch you with his hands. They can paralyze you permanently and completely disable you and leave you to his mercy. I assume if he has a phoenix device, he will exude large amounts of flame. I don't exactly know what to expect in that regard, but that may be an issue. I may be able to neutralize that myself, but assuming he isn't a giant ball of flame, the easiest way to deal with a skeleton that is tough is to knock its head off, rip its limbs off, and let it flounder. Technically, if we can neutralize him by breaking him into pieces without completely destroying him, that's the easiest way to neutralize him and stop him from reforming, so we can still have our cake and eat it too. Unfortunately, he does have administrator privileges, so I'm kind of limited on what exactly I can do to neutralize him, but I can at least greatly inconvenience him. I've literally shaped my entire life for this very moment. Arden tears a blank page out of his book and uses a scroll of explosive runes.
Okay.
Is there a disclaimer? Like, don't read this?
People present at the casting, which is the gang here, will be excluded from the trigger. Yeah, there we go. And he will just write a big flowery bang.
Okay.
Taking up as much of the page as possible, so it's really easy to read. And folds it in half and tucks it in his breast pocket.
All right.
Sam calls for his house.
They're doing push-ups and stretches right now.
He's house.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the mini-peed?
Yes.
I have another one of those potions for you.
You do?
I would very much like if you used it if we get into trouble.
May I have it?
Yes.
Thank you. Yoink. What was the potion?
Displacement.
Oh.
Well, Theron's going to drink one of her magic fang potions.
Right now?
Wait, she might try to transform.
It'll stick with you if you transform.
Yeah, that'll go away.
Yeah. It's one of, honestly, a really good spell for you. Unfortunately, the only one in the party I think that'll end up learning it is Bada.
All right. Arden downs his ancient-ass fucking potion of sea invisibility.
It is a little aged. A little dusty feeling.
Stale?
Stale.
From what?
From being old.
Does it affect the magic at all?
No.
Okay, he's just giving you flavor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, magic potions usually don't expire.
How much of a plus does that natural attack item you have give you?
It just says amulet of natural attack plus one.
Oh, so it gives you two more. Sorry.
So the potion's going to give you two instead of one to your stuff. It'll bring it up to the three, basically. Cool.
Arden will also cast detect magic.
Okay.
I am an idiot and forgot resist energy. Oh, I do have a second one. Yeah, okay, so Arden casts explosive runes on the label for the potion of wonder.
Okay.
And again, everybody present is not part of that trigger.
Uh-huh. Teehee.
And from what I understand, when you were saying fists, like a club would be good against a skeleton.
You want some blunt force trauma. What?
Well, fuck it. Theron's going to try to do her offhand into a club.
All right, control shape.
Thank God.
Just your offhand?
Yeah. 21.
You want it to have spikes, because you can give it spikes.
I want the most damaging thing. So, yes, the spikes are very...
All right. There you go.
Do you have to give me, like, the new weapon stats or something?
It'll be like your current weapon, but with blunt damage. Instead of
slashing. Oh, so the claw?
Yeah, turns into blunt instead of slashing.
Thank you, that's so much better than trying to... Okay.
Sam is sad.
Oh.
Great preparation.
Because you took his club and aren't going to use it anymore.
I'm sure my claw is better than the club.
Then you could give it back.
But now he doesn't want it back.
Oh, well, fucking who cares? Are we ready?
Unless you want your club back.
No.
Okay.
The orb swirls before you. Its violet radiance cast over your faces.
Arden once again hovers his hand over the orb.
All together now.
Oh! Gives the club to Zoss.
Oh.
I'm going to toss this at their head.
No, don't. Well, okay. Aim for their head, but don't toss it.
So, as I said before, you need to be aware of its touch. Be prepared for fire, and the best way to neutralize it, like any caster, we're useless without our hands or our mouths. So if you can break a hand, knock his jaw off, that's the best way to deal with it.
All right.
And just, for the love of God, don't let it touch you. There are ways to fix it, but I don't have that capability myself. And he probably has a fair amount of very nasty spells up his sleeve, but... Keep on your toes, be prepared, and we'll see how things go.
You get all that sauce?
Don't get killed.
Specifically?
Again.
What is your goal?
My goal is to help, but also make sure they don't paralyze me and turn me into a stuffed animal.
That's dark.
Oh, actually, you know, a recall check is intelligence?
What are you trying to recall?
What handedness Munis is.
Left-handed.
Left-handed? Oh, okay.
Vital information.
Yeah.
Based on just, sarcastic. Like, always using their staff in their left hand.
Okay. Then, yes. I guess priorities would probably be to focus on his left arm. His arm will probably still be animated if you manage to sever it from his body, but that would neutralize his ability to use a touch attack. It will... make it very difficult for him to cast spells, but not impossible unless we can completely destroy his hand, as well as his jaw. If we can knock his jaw off his head and neutralize his ability to speak, that will significantly limit his options, too. Are we ready?
Ready.
Says there.
Zaus?
Okay, everybody, be careful.
Sam says, onward to hope, then, and takes Harden's paw.
I knew they were dating.
No. I like motions for everybody else to like it's like a team thing.
Derek looks at Sam confused.
Take the damn paw.
Hold. If we're all making physical contact with each other at the point of teleportation, we'll all teleport at the same time.
Oh.
Moody said.
Okay.
Hold my hand.
Well, Theron didn't want to hold my hand, so I'm holding Bada's hand.
Saz looks up at you, Theron, with a pleading, like, paw?
Of course.
I grab Theron's hand.
So we all smush paws together, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the beans are touching. And Arden slaps his hand down on the top of the orb.
Well, this is about to be a full plate of spaghetti and sauce.
About as the meatballs.
That is said as we teleport, and vomit comes out of three separate mouths.
Theron attacks the almond roca.
This is all very precise engineering of our battle map. With string.
Oh, our universe is literally held together with strings and tape.
I don't see any tape.
Oh, fuck.
Just string.
Oh, fuck. And I've played enough video games to know that when you're in a big open room, there's going to be a boss fight.
Yeah, there should have been a treasure right outside with, like, a tent and high potions.
That's the point. Yeah.
Our safe room.
Hey, nobody else was invited to this shindig.
Yeah, there was.
For... listeners, that's the word. More tokens are being added to the board than expected.
Nope.
That one's expected.
Yes, that one is expected.
As you materialize in a swirl of genetic patterns, reforming into your sloshy, then solid states, Munis stands high above you on the far side of the room with a floating golden tear with a crack down the middle. Lines of metallic golden metals dancing around it in a nest-like pattern. They appear to be set into a larger mechanical creature. And on their right stands a facsimile of Akuma in the metal flesh. And on the far left, the spectral essence of the man. Please, make a knowledge arcana check.
Oh, that's a 2, but a total of 19.
Very well. It appears that Munis has set themselves into a flesh golem, made up of many an elegant and gorgeous creature of their time, patchwork fur. in complementary patterns, nothing grotesque. They do have off of their inner body, their skeleton, growing plate-like mail from mushroom caps, also lodging them inside of the flesh golem. They are bound.
Like they are physically bound to each other?
Yes, they are connected.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Is that a sarcastic unfortunate?
No.
The creature has very long arms and legs.
One last thing. This thing that Munis is stuck into?
Uh-huh.
Bipedal?
Yes.
Okay.
Greetings, my favorite adventurers. You've traveled a long way to get here.
We have. Thank you for having us.
We just wanted to see you that badly.
I have that effect on people. Now, the tears behind me, what are you here for?
Oh, a lot of things. But most importantly, what is your motive here?
I'm going to give the world a fair start.
Why?
We haven't had one in so long. This world is rotten to its core.
And what gives you the right to push the reset button?
I don't need the right, I just need the will. And I presume you're here to stop me.
Well, honestly, I was hoping that we could come to some sort of agreement. You've done a lot of truly awful things.
Necessary sacrifices.
Are they?
Yes.
Did you ever try to talk to anyone about this?
Oh, if you're not careful with who you talk to, you get stopped.
You don't appear to be very stopped.
Not yet. Oh. I've been working a long time for this.
But why? Like, what makes this world so rotten and corrupt that it needs to be destroyed?
Look at this place we're in. The amount of knowledge here.
Arden's going to cross the room while he's talking to him.
Trying to get right in front of him?
No. Yeah, that's a little better. Let's not get that close.
I'm going to walk toward the glowing golden orb. Just stand in front of that.
Yeah, sure.
There are three orbs in this chamber on the far side where the party resides, a crimson, golden, and aquamarine. And they stand floating, likely portals.
Oh.
They are not absorbing people at the moment.
Okay, well, so what has skewed your worldview so much that you would think that this is beyond saving? That the world needs to be purged? I have seen a lot of bad in my time, but I've also seen a lot of good in fairly unexpected places.
That's wonderful to hear. I have not.
Why? What made you this way?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Theron, but are they asking for my autobiography?
No. I think he just wants to know why you're doing this, so you don't do it, because you're wrong.
Oh, you think I'm wrong as well. I was hoping that you might turn on your friend.
Theron is a little better than you give her credit for. In fact, Theron could have easily destroyed me at any point in time, and or ran away and continued a life of crime, but she is not. She is loyal, and she's defended me when few others would otherwise. So leave her out of this.
Theron spits on the floor in his direction.
Allow me to offer my sincere thanks for your help at the festival. Those efforts were absolutely necessary for finishing the reconstruction of this tier and silencing the spreading of information, which was the official goal at the time.
You do know how fragile those things are, don't you?
Of course.
And your key. And your suit. And this spire.
You surely know how fragile your body is.
I've already died once.
It gets far more fun each time.
I'm sure it does. But luckily, I don't have the limitations that you do.
This world is needlessly cruel. And it will always be so long as the influences and powers that be hold sway. And I will force them to relinquish their hold before I'm done.
You only perpetuate that. Do you think that you will be a fair and just ruler in this new world that you're creating? Will you suddenly open your eyes and everything will be happy and sunshiny in this new world order that you've purged from a broken world? Do you think that it will all wash away? All of that pain and suffering, the trauma, the regrets, the hatred? It'll just be gone in the blink of an eye and everything will be perfect. Do Do you think you're really fixing this, or you're just perpetuating your own selfish desire to destroy things because you're angry?
No one misses the villain. However, I have ensured that the souls being saved were of sufficient stock in quality.
Quality based on whose opinion?
Why, his, of course.
Correct.
God himself.
Oh no, I'm not going to survive this change.
Then why do it?
I would rather see my efforts come to fruition than survive to see them succeed. So, if you would please willingly offer yourselves to the tier here, you can be around for the reclamation.
Arden raises a finger, gesturing for him to hush for a moment.
They raise an eyebrow. Four eyebrows.
Do know that there are other forces that are very much against you.
Of course.
Such as Moonsea.
They are going to move to action very soon. When the spire comes online, they will likely assault the structure. And I will bury them.
Are you sure they're not here already?
Quite sure. It's been kept offline on purpose. Much like your friend in Roqueport has done.
Oh, yes.
Wise choice.
Well, you don't have any idea what's even in store for you there.
I had no plans to go there.
Yeah, fair. Well, so what is your plan with Akuma there? How does he play into this?
I've always had an intense fondness for Akuma. They were the closest thing to a parent I had. They spent time when I was younger raising me in the Order, and I intended to change the world for the better, but I got to see how constrained they were and the forces at work that bound them. They had the knowledge, but not the will.
Pony, Akuma is Batman. I am currently talking to Red Mask right now, and I'm new Robin.
I'm not up on my lore. But I think I get the gist.
To interject, Theron would like to... It's strategically good to distance herself from the party a little bit. Yeah. I just want to get, like, right there. But, like, not threatening, just slowly walking.
Be at peace. I've already drank deep of the darkness in this world, and I understand how awful it truly is. I've been an implement of the forces that be, and I can assure you, they lack empathy and mercy.
Yes, but unlike you, I chose to do something. I sought to fix what was broken without destroying needlessly. You see darkness everywhere, but it's not. You only choose to see the darkness.
All I can see is that. I can't turn my eyes away from it, which is one of the reasons I let you and your friends leave as they point a finger out at you. You have a different view, and I would be content if you were able to succeed, but I don't see how, and I will not support you in that endeavor. I will continue to proceed in the way that I have since I was young.
Well, that's unfortunate. And why keep Akuma's soul and drag him into this?
It's selfish. They do have the knowledge I need, but I could have let them go already.
Why not let his soul rest? If you truly loved him, wouldn't you have done that? Wouldn't you have let that old man be at peace even after you murdered him?
Their death was just a rebirth, much like the souls that I've gathered, much like the future that will come. And it will be in an age with very limited sickness. It'll be a paradise compared to now. All of that knowledge, all those resources are present right now. They are withheld. And I will force those hands to relinquish them. I promise you that.
While we're having this conversation, I'm going to Arcana. The reason you always cast Detect Magic before a conversation is 17 plus 17, 34, to identify magical auras present on his body.
It appears that they prepared contingency.
Oh, cute. What's a... am I able to ID the trigger?
Spellcraft.
That's a nat 20 with a total of 42.
It appears that if they reach near death, a spell will occur.
Oh, okay. That's easy to dispel. Magic items?
It appears the golem possesses two rings and gauntlets have been sewn into the hands. And the metal construct to the right does possess an incredibly strong quarterstaff. There also appears to be a dagger on Eunice's person.
No additional rings, amulets, cloaks, belts, etc.
There is a very strong conjuration on Eunice's shoulders. Fire-related.
Hey, if it's that dagger that you left, is that something we can use to our advantage?
The listening dagger?
Is that all that you left in his little, what?
Shack?
Shack?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a different dagger. It's a rather ornate one, but it's kind of hard to make that out at this time.
Oh, I hope it's not that artifact I wrote. That would be unpleasant. But we won't think about that right now.
Sizing me up?
Bada's going to move himself a little closer to Arden. If this information's available, why not provide it to people?
I would be stopped by the powers that be. I would be stopped by the global administrator. If I don't strike first, they'll surely overcome me. And the first thing that must occur is the elimination of Moonsea. Their hands, their eyes, and their ears. And then I'll need to pay them a visit.
Interesting. Well,
what information is so direly withheld?
Do you plan on stopping me or not?
Why are you afraid to answer the question?
Afraid? Well, they're going to turn their back to you all. Towards the...
Oh, no.
He's dead.
And he falls off the edge.
He's dead.
Dead.
That's...
That towards counts. The dragon's tear. And they're going to begin casting a spell. The tear itself is going to take on a great heat.
Now, hold on. This is my jam. Is it spellcraft or arcana? It's spellcraft, right?
Spellcraft to identify spells.
Yeah, right. So that's a... Is that an 8 or a 3? That's an 8. 30.
Seems they're channeling a channeled pyroblast.
Oh, directed at the
tier.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to do it that way. What do we open with? He's got a giant construct on his back.
Yes.
Okay, and his back's turned, so I'm going to open with a ray of deanimation.
Interesting.
It is not subject to spell resistance.
Yeah. It is a touch attack?
Ranged touch.
All right. Please roll. And combat will start immediately after you do that.
14 plus, so that would be 20. Oh, yeah, 20. 20.
That'll hit.
That's a not bad roll. It's 1, 4, 19 plus 11 would be 30.
All right.
It's a chaotic ray of glittering energy. Burst forth from Arden's hand, striking the construct in the back, disrupting the magic that holds it together.
Our DM just like, oh, really? Well.
Very well. Let's see. First up in the order is going to be Sam.
Sam's going to stamp the haft of his spear in the ground, which is interesting that Eunice didn't mention anything about it at all.
Oh, he noticed.
No.
They done known.
We'll just start this out with an Inspire Courage. 27.
What kind of music are you doing?
Nothing fancy.
Go team. Go team. Go no. Team, go.
Like a Final Fantasy operatic thing?
No, it's going to be more of like a somber, melancholy thing.
All right. Very well. Everyone will get plus one to hit damage.
Yeah, hit.
Fear.
Hit damage and resistance to fear and...
Oh,
charm.
I'll do that on my turn, I guess.
Yeah. Hit damage and a plus one against fear and charm.
Very well.
And that lasts five rounds. Well, 5 rounds after Sam stops singing.
After Sam, it is Zaz's turn.
But we'll... Hold on. But we'll move. Okay, like right there.
All right. Zaz is going to bum rush the back of the construct and try to jump over its head using it as a...
Like a springboard?
Yeah. They are successful. They get above, and they're going to chuck the club at Munis's head.
Well, you told them to go for the head.
They miss.
Oh.
Is it the anime movie villain where they just like... Yes. Like he knew it was happening the whole time?
As the club is tossed, it gets sucked into the gravity of the dragon's tear and floats there. Just...
Orbits it?
Yep.
Oh, God.
And they're going to have to land. And they land right in front of Munis.
Could you place him on the map?
Where did... There we go. Right in front of...
That is the dumbest place he could possibly have landed.
It's going to be one crispy rat.
Yep.
You say your goodbyes.
Hopefully that little turd has evasion.
Or drank that potion already.
Good thing I told him to work together.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. That's not what he does.
Well, he's an adult now. He can deal with his
emotions.
Bada?
God. Can I reach the one that Theron's looking at? Or can I only reach the one that would need this...
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You could reach it barely.
Oh, so, this thing?
Yeah. The one that looks like
Akuma?
Yeah.
That one is a construct?
Yeah.
No, gotcha. That one.
Like, with your big hammer, Bada?
Yeah, with 25.
That'll hit.
Sorry, I'm taking the crown with me.
Did you actually do max damage?
Are you like rolling well? What?
That's a 7. Plus.
4 or 5. Because of his thing.
12. Sounds like 12 damage.
All right.
Interesting.
Thanks. Impact. Successful.
Oh, that was an uncomfortable sigh.
Oh, man. Arden, your turn.
Okay. So is Munis part of the flesh construct, or is it being treated as separate entities because they're, like, tied together?
Yes and yes.
That isn't an answer.
You find out when you throw stuff at it.
Isn't it, though, like you told me earlier?
Well, I have spells that specifically work on, like, a medium or smaller creature.
Oh.
And I'm not sure how this is categorized.
Knowledge nature check would tell you.
Yeah, 17.
For these purposes, Munis, as long as they're attached to the flesh golem, will count as a large creature.
Oh, okay, cool. Easy to figure out then. So we don't use that yet. Well, we'll go for the next most obnoxious thing that we can possibly do, which is refusal.
Okay. What does it do?
You don't remember?
No.
The squares?
Oh. Lakzazin. Lakzazin.
I'm sorry. Casting refusal with a contingent trigger of somebody who has a pebble from the city round Tempest in their left pocket.
Boo.
I'm glad you guys listened to me when I make bizarre requests like that, because this is great.
And you know what? Zoss just won't remember.
He took it out for some reason.
He replaced it with a dagger.
He chucked it at an enemy. They'll get a will save whenever they try to move through it.
A very difficult one. It's like a 22 or 23 base plus the highest level spell or spell-like ability they have available.
Is there any, like, visual representation when you cast this, or is it just, like, sealed space?
Several 10-foot blocks of radiant energy appear for a moment and leave a rippling aura that is very disruptive to magic where it was scattered about the room. And to finish Arden's turn, Arden will say out loud, "Seal all exits to the room from non-repair crew members."
The orbs are going to go inert and fold in on themselves. Order, editing, finished. Applied. All done, Arden?
Yeah.
Theron, it's your turn.
To clarify, there is a shimmering cube on Arden. There is a shimmering cube on Sam. And all of the other enemies are almost completely surrounded by these shimmering cubes. And the rat boy is sitting inside the perimeter of these cubes with the lich.
And the dragon's tear. Glowing right above them, casting light over their little engagement.
Okay. Sorry, whose turn was it?
Yours.
Oh. So.
And you all can move through these squares with ease.
Yeah.
So we all got pebbles.
Yep.
Okay. So in theory, I could stand inside that defense cube that Bada is standing in.
Yeah.
And still attack that thing.
Yeah.
Because I could attack it from a diagonal.
You can flank it.
The cube's...
Well, you could, actually, if you wanted to go around the other side. I can get there, right? If I do the math right?
Well, on the other side of Bada.
Right. Oh.
So then you get a flanking bonus.
Theron knew that.
Yeah.
And Theron, that is what Theron decided to do.
Theron,
the combat specialist, knew about flanking.
And teamwork.
And obviously wasn't going to go where it was stated before. That was the big
joke to trick the bad guy.
Just ran around them and then stabbed them in the shins or something.
And he is a construct?
Yes.
So
they are a metal golem-like thing in the shape of a Akuma.
How many attacks can I do after that run?
One.
Can I attack with my offhand, the clubby?
Sure, if you want.
Clubby dude? Okay. I believe the offhand does have a less of a chance to hit, correct?
Normally, yes.
Unless it's the one...
It's the one attack, so...
Oh, okay.
And you've got flanking on it, too.
Yeah, and...
It basically gives it -2 to its AC. Okay. Because it's having to try and manage keeping track of both of you.
But can I still do the cool thing of, like, running by it and hitting it with the club as a flank?
Sure.
Like, it's going to look really cool.
Go for it.
Oof, Jesus. Still pretty good, though. 17.
Yes. With your flanking, that is possible. Oh, yeah, don't forget about the bonus that Sam is giving out.
I'm just curious, like, since it's a club, how does it do more damage if it has the same stats as the claws?
So it's just the damage type. The blunt force trauma is going to get around its resistances.
It has damage reduction against non-bludgeoning damage.
Oh, okay, so when I say, like, I do this much damage, you don't even tell us how much damage it does.
Normally.
Okay, got it. You're just going to go, okay.
Yep.
Got it. So that is 1d6 plus 7 now.
Am I?
9 damage.
Splendid. It notices you.
With 9 damage?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It has now taken 21.
I was really... What?
It's taken 21 between you and Bada now.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was very showy about it. I was, like, all, like, doing a whole, like, run and kabang or thing. And that's all I could do.
Okay. After that, it's their turn. The construct between Bada, you, and Theron is going to hold its quarterstaff forward and then swing it around, attempting to hit both of you. Well, Bada, you're getting hit. And it's going to release the spell locked in its weapon.
Oh.
Bada, please make a reflex save.
Ooh, that's my least favorite save. Ooh, it's my least favorite number.
Oh.
A 3.
I could think of worse ones.
2 in particular.
1 and 2?
Oh.
And then it's got the 1 from the staff. Bada, do you have any fire resistance?
I don't think so, no.
Do you want to emergency chug that displacement potion?
Ah, too late. No,
okay. That actually doesn't do anything against AoEs anyway.
No fire resistance, sir. Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think the fire amulet does anything for that.
And what was your save?
A 3.
3 plus anything?
So you're experiencing that same surprise you give other people when your weapon cracks off?
I'm surprised when my weapon cracks off.
How much HP you got?
How much XP do you need?
He's got a lot. Some of that HP turned into XP.
For the bad guys.
Oh.
Okay, interesting. How much HP you got?
90.
Cool, because you just took 40.
Ooh!
And when the weapon collides with Bada, there's the initial impact of the ordinary force, and then a spray of fire washes over them, singeing their fur and startling them. And then they're going to flip the staff around and slam it on the floor, and a field of energy is going to wash over them.
What kind of energy?
Protective energy.
Huh.
The phantasmal creature over there is going to slide into the wall, come around and pop out the wall over here, and watch you, Arden. As for Munis and their construct, they're going to turn around, giving Zaz a compliment that their father would be proud of them, as they are unconcerned with the child.
Did he not finish casting his thing?
I guess not.
Shut up.
It's still channeling. The construct is going to take a defensive pose. And then it's going to be Sam's turn.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our game master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejaram's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.